Hello and welcome to your District Ranger update. This is Elizabeth McNichols, District Ranger for the Warm Springs and James River districts of the George Washington and Jefferson National Forests. Thank you for this opportunity to talk with you each month. Safety message of the day. With spring arriving and many wildlife species returning from their winter home or from hibernation, it is a great time for wildlife watching. Here are some safety tips to make your wildlife viewing safe and enjoyable. Number one, keep your eyes on the road. Vehicle strikes are one of the most deadly types of encounters for wildlife in the forest. Roads cut through their habitat or migration routes. Be sure to always follow the speed limits and watch for wildlife that may dart into the road. When you want to stop to watch wildlife, pull your vehicle completely off the road. This keeps wildlife safe as well as other motorists. Number two, give animals room. The best way to stay safe when watching wildlife is to give animals room to move. If you're close enough for a selfie, you're definitely too close. Use binoculars or a zoom lens and move back if wildlife approach you. Let wildlife be wild and observe from a distance. Number three, do not disturb. Even when you're farther away, leaving wildlife alone can help your viewing experience. Remember that wildlife in the forest are wild and can be unpredictable when they're disturbed or surprised. Interacting with wildlife also can cause harm to both people and wildlife, including injury and disease. Number four, don't feed the animals. In Virginia, not only is it illegal to hunt, chase with dogs, or attempt to kill game, birds, and animals from a baited site, it is also illegal to feed some wildlife under certain circumstances. The Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries does not encourage the feeding of wildlife at any time of year. Feeding restrictions help control the transmission of diseases, nuisance problems, littering concerns, and enforcement issues. In Virginia, it is unlawful to feed deer or elk at certain times, and it is unlawful to feed bears any time. Number five. Store your food and stash your trash. Feeding wildlife can make them come looking for more. To an animal, anything that smells like food is treated like food. Access to trash and even crumbs left on picnic tables can attract them. Once they have learned that people are a source of food, wildlife can become aggressive toward people. This puts you at a risk of injury and the wildlife at risk of being removed and humanely killed by wildlife managers. Don't be responsible for the death of wildlife. Keep a clean picnic area or campsite and store your food and dispose of garbage in the proper containers. Use wildlife-resistant food storage or trash containers where available and make sure they're securely closed. Number six, be responsible. Ultimately, staying safe and keeping wildlife wild is up to you. When you go out into the forest, it's your responsibility to keep yourself, your family, and the wildlife safe.
This has been part one of a three-part report from United States Forest Service James River and Warm Springs District Ranger Elizabeth McNichols. For the next pieces, which include district news and habitat message, please stay tuned to Allegheny Mountain Radio. For AMR, I'm Amanda McGuire.